shall tread the streets of gold when we all get to heaven. What a day of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus. We'll sing and shout the victory. Amen.
All right. Praise the Lord. So we were in the book of Luke this morning. Let's return there. Gene read for us in Luke chapter 6. Return there for a minute. Verse 43 says, "For a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, neither doth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is known by his own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather they grapes. A good man," and that's what he's talking about when he talks about this good tree, it's "a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good." Well, we know quite a bit about what the Bible says about the heart of man. And it's not too good, is it? No, not spiritually at all. So this good tree is good. This good man is good because he has a good heart. And the good heart absolutely has to come from someone who's good, doesn't it? It can't come from anywhere else. It can't come... there's nothing good that comes from a corrupt tree. Only goodness comes from goodness. And God, as we've said several times this morning, is good, isn't he? God is good. And so the origination of goodness is always him. It's always from him. All right. Now, turn back with me to Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4. And we'll begin reading in verse 13. Luke chapter 4 and 13. And we know the account here of chapter 4. That the Lord was driven up into the mountain where he was tempted of the devil. Verse 13 is the closing of that. "And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. And Jesus returned in power of the Spirit into Galilee." In power of the Spirit. The Spirit was not limited on him. He was God, as Brother Chuck has aptly pointed out this morning. Jesus Christ was and is, has always been and always will be, God the Son. "Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on a Sabbath day, and he stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah." Verse 17. "There was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah," or maybe it was a scroll. They tell me in these times that a lot of times these books were in separate scrolls. I don't know. I know he opened it up and he read from it. "There was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, 'The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.'" Now, he was reading from Isaiah 61. Let's turn there. Isaiah chapter 61. Now this is Jesus Christ reading Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 61 and verse 1. This is what the Lord read to them on this Lord's Day. The Spirit of the Lord God, verse 1, is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. All these things Jesus was anointed by God the Father to accomplish, and he did, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Trees of righteousness. Now, let's go back to where we were in the book of Luke. I want us to see that Jesus Christ was sent by God as a tree of righteousness. All right? He fulfilled all the things that he read from Isaiah to these here in the assembly in Luke chapter 4. And I want us to see today that he has made us trees of righteousness. He has left this earth, but he has left us with a commission, and that commission is to fulfill through him and his power, by his direction from his word, all of these things that he was sent to do. We are to preach the coming of the day of the Lord. We are to preach the gospel. We are to comfort the brokenhearted and pray for the sick and those in need. We are to do all these things in his name. We are as trees of righteousness. In Romans 11:24, let's look there. Romans chapter 11, verse 22. Behold therefore the goodness and severity of God on them which fail, severity. But toward thee goodness, if thou continue in his goodness. Otherwise, thou also shalt be cut off. And again, I say, anything that's good had to have come from goodness, from God. And they also, verse 23, if they abide not still, if they do abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in. Again, verse 23, and they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again. For if thou were cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and were grafted contrary to nature into a good olive tree, how much more shall these, which be the natural branches, be grafted in to their own olive tree? I would not, brethren, that you be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness is in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. Now, again, back to the trees of righteousness. Now, we have seen Jesus Christ before in our studies in the Garden of Eden as the tree of life. He is represented there. He was visited and walked with Adam and Eve there in the Garden of Eden. We've seen that when they were driven out of the Garden of Eden, that the Lord said, unless they put forth their hand to the tree of life, they shall not enter into his righteousness. So we see that this tree of righteousness is Jesus Christ. We've seen also in our studies how we, Gentiles, have been grafted into the family of God. We saw, and I drew a picture on the board over there in the college meeting when we had remodeling going on, we saw that when a tree is cut for a graft, that tree is wounded. It's wounded. There is a gash put in the side of the tree. And the tree literally bleeds. And another limb is grafted or attached there and becomes nature of the tree, the host tree that's grafted into. And we know that Jesus Christ hung on a tree, that he was wounded in his side, that he bled, and we know that we are grafted in this way into him. An unrighteous tree or a branch from an unrighteous tree grafted in to a righteous tree of life. You see, he has made us trees of righteousness. How do we grow in him? Well, we've also shown, I should have drawn that up here, I guess. We've also shown a tree beside the waters, beside a stream. We've seen the tree of life in Revelation. And it grew in the midst of and both sides of a river of life that flowed from the throne of God. Remember that? And that river of life depict the Holy Spirit of God flowing from the throne of God through that tree of life. Remember, it was in the tree of life was in the midst of the stream and on either side. So we saw in our studies that the Holy Spirit flowed through the tree of life unto his children, unto the families of God. And so we see that we are trees of life created by God. This tree of righteousness is a tree of life, because this spirit that he's put within us, it's the spirit of God that he's put within us, it separates us from the spirit of man. It gives us, he gives us a new nature in total 100% opposition to our old nature. We are as a tree growing that produces fruit. In Isaiah 61:3, Jesus was reading about himself. He was reading about himself. And let's turn back there. And we saw in Isaiah 61:3, Isaiah 61:3, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, that's God's children, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. Why? To his glory, that he might be glorified. Now, when the Lord read this, back over in Luke chapter 4, I want you to notice, let's see if I can find which verse this is in. Verse 21, after he read from Isaiah chapter 61, he was reading about himself, again declaring that he is and was God. In verse 21, he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. It had come to pass. He was there. He was reading about himself being this tree of righteousness who came to accomplish all of these things that God had sent him to do. And he declares now in verse 21, This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. That's also a pretty good example of the Lord Jesus proclaiming to be God, isn't it? I'm Him. I am. I am. I'm He. And I want us to see this morning that also this scripture is fulfilled in us today. It's fulfilled in us today. Because He has produced in each of us tree of righteousness. He has caused us to be trees of righteousness. He has placed us where He wanted us to grow, where He has wanted us to be, in His garden, if you will. We are co-workers with Him. We are trees of righteousness, created by Him, planted by Him. And we realize that we are His. All of the strength that we have as a tree of righteousness comes from Him. We must depend on Him completely in this life. Now, we go through seasons in our life where, just like a tree, where our leaves get ruffled, our limbs get broken off. But then we go through seasons in our life when we are productive. And God is in control of all these seasons. Again, He's not subject to time. His will and purpose is fulfilled in His time, though most of the time we don't see it. Let's go back now to Luke chapter 6. I'm going to read through this again. Verse 43, Luke chapter 6 and verse 43 says, "For a good tree brings forth not corrupt fruit." Why do I sin? Why do I have sin in my life then? It's because I still have this old nature within me also. "Neither doth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit." Basically saying the same thing. "For every tree is known by his own fruit." Every tree is known by his own fruit. The fruit of God's people is the love they have for him and for each other. And there's an old saying that says the acorn doesn't fall too far from the tree. Well, that's true. And as we live our lives in him, in Jesus Christ, as a tree producing fruit, that fruit is what? It's more trees, isn't it? It is. It's more Christians. It's more righteous people. It's more people who love the Lord. And God brings all of this about by saving us and quickening this heart. Verse 45 says, "A good man out of the good treasury of his heart brings forth that which is good." You see, God gets all the praise for everything that's good, doesn't he? Because there's nothing good in me. "And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. Whosoever cometh to me, here's my sayings." We hear God because he gives us spiritual hearing. We are able to do and follow his word because he gives us the enlightenment to realize that his word is for us and shows us our need of it. "Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built a house. And he digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently," I'll say, "upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock." Now, he is talking about a man building a house in reference to a man living his life. How do we live our lives? How do we know the right path to follow? Well, this man digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. Jesus Christ is our rock, isn't he?
Amen.
Our life is built on him. How do we find him? We dig deep. You see, we go beyond the surface. We dig deep. As Brother John Suarez used to say, we dig and we find little gold nuggets every time we stop in one place and continue to dig. And those little gold nuggets are nuggets of truth that we can base our lives on, our way of thinking on, our way of decision making on God's Word. See, we dig deep and we find out who Jesus Christ is. And we lay all of our dependence on him. And our life is built on what he has done for us. Let me tell you, that foundation can't shake. It can't waver. And yes, the winds do come, and they are coming in our lives. But our lives will not be shaken because they are founded upon the rock of Jesus Christ. But now, he that heareth, verse 49, and doeth not, in other words, he doesn't hear the Lord, he doesn't believe the Word, he doesn't do or try to follow the Lord. He that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth or upon things that are earthly. You see, we can't base our lives on things that are earthly or the ideas of man on what is what right and what is wrong. We certainly see today that that's gone by the wayside, hadn't it? As the Bible predicted, good is called bad and bad is called good. And it's everywhere we look. He built a house upon the earth, verse 49, he who believed not, nor sought the Lord, and against which the stream did beat vehemently. I'm trying. And how long did it take for it to fall? Immediately. Immediately. You see, lives built on anything other than the rock of Jesus Christ and the dependence on what he did on the cross of Calvary for us. Any other philosophy that you build your life on, let me tell you, it's going to fall, and it's going to fall as soon as trouble comes. God is going to have vengeance on this old world. He is. And all this wood, hay, and stubble is going to disintegrate, isn't it? But everyone whose life is based on Jesus Christ will survive. And will flourish with him in all of eternity. So the Lord is fulfilling Isaiah 63 in us. He fulfilled it when he was here. And he has created good trees. He has created trees of righteousness. And he has done the planting. He has put us where he wanted us to be for his purpose. You see, as we depend on him, trust in him, lean on his word, and realize how much we need it. And as we dig deep into the word, we can build our lives on what God shows us. He's in control, isn't he? Oh, what a great and mighty Savior He is. He provides all that we need. He hung on the cross of Calvary and He pleased God for you. Believe it, because it's true. Follow Him. He has already laid out the path for us to follow. And praise God, we can depend on Him. We can trust in Him. We can rely on all of His promises. May God bless the reading of His Word this day.